Welcome back to Western Standard Time. We are going to dive into rookies of the year. We're going to span across NBA, NFL, and the MLB. Do a little digging into if you are voted rookie of the year by your writers or sports
media. By the way, did I get my podcast rookie of the year yet?
No. No, your wins above replacement is about zero, so we're going to need that to go up.
I'm like Ben Simmons. I'm the 42-year-old podcast rookie of the year. I've been podcasting for years on the under. Finally got my shot.
This guy's been in the minors for 10 years.
He's a redshirted a couple of years.
Do you know who Henry Rowan Gardner is?
Is that the guy from Rookie of the Year, the movie?
Absolutely. He breaks his arm. Gary Busey's in it. Chet Steedman.
Oh, man.
I love that movie. Funky Butt Lovin'. great, great movie. Popularity's gone down quite a bit.
The Giants could use him in their bullpen.
Exactly. I mean, I think it's a good segue, though, seeing as though, you know, I think getting into the Major League Baseball, the difference, obviously, is some of these players are a bit older. They're not necessarily rookies drafted, right, the year prior. They can come up through the minors. Most recently, Ohtani, right, an older guy that played across seas. And then similar to someone like Ichiro, right, getting into that. And then the inverse being that some of these guys, you know, mainly in the NBA are most likely one and dones as of recent, dating back, you know, 10 years. But what you
want to – and also it's harder for baseball. I think the average player takes like 6 years to get to the major leagues. So if they're drafted out of high school, they're still young. But if they come out of college, you know, they're 26, 27, maybe even 28. Before they hit the majors, and they are a rookie.
I mean, Edgar, who's going to go in the hall, Gar, as you would call him, I think was 26 when he got to the majors. So again, you're right. It wasn't hard for Aaron Judge, who hit 52 home runs his rookie year.
All rise.
I love that. Give you that softball. So why don't we go just down the big three? Let's start with the NFL. And I'll pick out some anomalies. So within the NFL, you have an offensive and defensive rookie of the year. If you look back the last 20 years, I would say, well,
has that been consistent always in the NFL, offense and defensive rookie of the year?
Yeah, dating back to 67, I believe it was, is when they came out and said offensive and defensive. Okay. And that's probably just, you know, you got to give a guy – you can't really compare sacks with, you know, I guess passing yards, right? Who are you
I got a quick segue. So I was just looking on the left side of my Wikipedia page, and I'm like, wow, all of the rookies of the year are all defensive players. And then I just scrolled over to the right, and it says offense. I'm sorry, folks. It's a little too early.
Get your cold brew in you. Let's go. Let's talk about, I think, some busts, maybe potentially. So getting back to 2006, Vince Young coming out of UT. Have you seen the horns?
What about all the hype? Coming out of the Rose Bowl, 2006 Rose Bowl, I think, playing USC, UT. He leads. Last minute drive, scores a touchdown. Everyone was high on the Vince Young train.
Dive for the pylon. Yeah. I mean, they came into a situation where he was a starter from day one there at Tennessee. I mean, won the 2006 Rookie of the Year.
Is it because he couldn't pass out of the pocket? He was all run, no throw, and defenses are like, if you're going to beat me, you got to throw 50 times?
I mean, the funny thing, you think about Vince Young and who's his comp in the NFL prior to that? Michael Vick, right? So I think there was still in the era that, you know, a running quarterback could make it. I just think Vince, honestly, it was a mental thing for him. You know, maybe not the best situations, but certainly something where he came in, and then didn't just progress like I guess people thought they would. And his athletic ability didn't overcome some of his, immaturity deficiencies, I guess you could call it. Brian Cushing, 2009 Defensive Rookie of the Year.
USC Trojans. Yeah. West Coast.
On the defensive end, going back the last 20 years, I don't see anyone that really stands out of, if you win Rookie of the Year, you're a Pro Bowler, All Pro type guy. They've got it right.
Yeah.
It's one thing the media is doing right, I guess, voting. Eddie Lacy, 2013. Some could say that hasn't panned out the way that everyone thought. My buddies call him
Fat Eddie. I want to go back a little bit further just because I'm an 80s baby. Lawrence Taylor, 81, Giants Rookie of the Year. 89, Derek Thomas, Rookie of the Year. Arguably, I would say in the top five best pass rushers of all time, with maybe Reggie White and your boy Michael Strahan.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Getting into the offense, Barry Sanders back in 89, Emmitt Smith in 90, Jerome the Bus in 93, Marshall Faulk, 94, Curtis Martin, who oddly enough, I think he's in the top five for rushing yards all time.
People slept on him, but he put up stats. He put up numbers.
Eddie George the following year, Warwick Dunn out of Florida State.
98 is my favorite. Randy Moss, 98.
Mossum. What's this saying?
Straight cash, homie. Remember when they got fined for something and someone came to his window? How are you going to pay with this? Straight cash, homie.
And Adrian James out of Miami. I think he had a grill before there were grills. Mike Anderson. There was a run on running backs. Clinton Portis out of Miami is again in 2002. Forks up with T. Suggs in 2003. So, yeah, Julius Peppers. Right. Out of North Carolina in 2002, Vilma, P. Willis, out of Old Miss, right? In 2007.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at this, and I don't think there's probably been 20%, maybe less than that, 10% of these guys were probably never made the Pro Bowl potentially. Meaning, I would say there's a stamp. You win Rookie of the Year, you're an All-Pro, or at least a Pro Bowler for many years to come.
Yeah, you got 98, Charles Woodson, 2000, Brian Urlacher. You got Sean Merriman in 05, Lights Out. Remember that Lights Out dance he used to do after he sacked people?
I don't. I'm a little younger than you. Amazing. Who's going to win Rookie of the Year this year in the NFL?
You know what? I'm staying West Coast. I'm going Josh Jacobs, Raiders.
Getting the rock. He's going to get the rock a lot. Marshawn's done there. I would agree. It's hard to argue with Kyler Murray, though. I mean, if you're a quarterback put in a situation to start a la Vince Young from day one, I think you got a leg up on most just because there's going to be more eyes on you. You can influence the game a little more. Nick Bosa, I think, or Q Williams with the Niners. They're probably front runners. I don't think Pharrell for the Raiders making an impact from day one.
Maybe Devin White for the Bucks. He gets a lot of tackles, gets some interceptions, holds down the fort. Bucks go to the playoffs. Jameis is back.
Let's transition to the NBA.
Jameis is doing that pop that dance.
He's eating crab legs in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Let's go to the NBA. So the NBA, again, I think I'm becoming more enamored with Reddit. The dialogue on Reddit is wonderful. So the only one that people point out is Michael Carter Williams over the past 10 years, who's really panned out to be nothing in a sense.
With the Sixers in 2013 and 14. And then after that, he's just kind of bounced around. Magic, Houston, Bucks. I think he's even on the Bulls too.
He's been everywhere. He's a gypsy. Transient. Someone had said he almost had a quadruple double like in his first game, and then from there it's all downhill, or all uphill, whatever you want to say. But going back, looking at Tyreek Evans won the Rookie of the Year with a really strong draft class around him, apparently. I think Blake Griffin had something similar happen to him and Ben Simmons, where he maybe had to sit out a year or he was injured.
So what's great about 08-09, Derrick Rose won out of Memphis. And then 09-10, it was Tariq Evans out of Memphis. That was when Calipari was, like, getting the best players. He was out-duking Duke back then. And then these players were just coming on to being stars.
He had Manila envelopes coming out of his trunk.
Possibly.
It's quite possible. B. Roy back out of UW 06-07 in Portland. Some would say Emeka Okafor didn't amount to much, but I think he was one of those guys. If I look back, and maybe I'm wrong here, but I think he played 3+ years, a little bit over an older guy coming out of UConn. What a national title there. So, again, played for the Bobcats early on, and then, you know, I think as of recent, he played for the Pelicans, but some guy, most would say, I don't even know, was he an all-star?
I don't know, but I think Kemba Walker was Kemba? Oh, no, Kemba wasn't on that team with Okafor.
No, Kemba wasn't. LeBron the year before that, probably a guy, I wonder if he's the youngest rookie of the year ever.
No, probably Kevin Garnett. Did Kevin Garnett win it?
Kevin Garnett did not win it. I mean, think about this. So let me go from 91 on. Larry Johnson, Shaquille O'Neal, Chris Webber, Grant Hill, Jason Kidd, Damon Stoudemire,
Allen Iverson. Hill, Jason Kidd, co-rookies of the year.
Vince Carter, Elton Brand, and Steve Francis, co-rookies of the year. Mike Miller. That's an odd one.
He was good. You know what? I looked at that. I'm like, Mike Miller, but he was with the Magic. He was with T-Mac. T-Mac was unstoppable. So all Mike Miller did was sit out in the corner and bust threes all day long. Like, he was the best fit for that offense. He played great that year.
How much more do you think if you're a rookie of the year versus, you know, someone that finishes second and third? I look at this and I ask you that question because you look at Malcolm Brogdon in 2016, 2017. Do you think there's more value to him just because former rookie of the year is probably – we talked about arbitration or, you know, negotiation back in the day. Hey, I was rookie of the year. Obviously, I'm one of the top players in the NBA, or at least my draft class. And if you're giving that guy X amount of money, you know, at one point in time, I was better than him.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's all about accolades and awards and accomplishments. So when you go into negotiating your next deal, it's like, these are my stats. This is what I did. I was all rookie team. I was this, I was that.
So Malcolm Brogdon, highest draft pick, outside of Woody Salisbury back in 57-58, highest draft pick to win Rookie of the Year.
Impressive. I like him. He's a hard worker.
There's only been, I think, one in double digits post-1990, and that was MCW, Michael Carter Williams, back in 13-14.
Got a cues. I got something for you. Little question for you. There's no right or wrong answer. I'm just going to give you the years of the rookie class, and I want you to rank them, just 1, 2, and 3. And then afterwards, don't cheat. Afterwards, I'll tell you who's in those rookie classes. So you got 84, 85. You've got Jordan. 96, 97. And you've got 03, 04. I want you to rank the NBA rookies. Just who's your number one? Who's your number two? Who's your number three? Just based on what you assume, and then I'll go back and I'll read the rookies. And we can banter.
I mean, obvious 84 is Jordan, so it's tough to argue with that. 04 is LeBron James, 20 years later.
Who's your number one?
Smack in the middle of that, you got AI. Without knowing the depth, I would probably go without knowing the depth around those rookie of the year, I would go 84, 96, okay. 97, and then 03, okay. 04.
Wow, that's actually pretty good. So you could go 84 or 96, either one. It could flip-flop. So 84 was Michael Jordan. at three, Hakeem at one. You had Barkley. You had Stockton. You had Kevin Willis, who was good. You had Otis Thorpe, who was solid. You had four Hall of Famers in 84. In 96. Did Otis
Thorpe wear Rex specs?
I think he may have been. He did. He was the Horace Grant before Horace Grant.
He was.
In 96, some people say the class of 96 was better than 84. You had AI go one. You had Marcus Camby. You had Sharif. You had Stephon Marbury. You had Ray Allen. Antoine Walker. You had Kobe. You had Peja Stojakovic. You had Steve Nash. And you had Jermaine O'Neal.
Jermaine made a ton of dough.
A ton of dough. He played for a long time.
Jesus Shuttlesworth. Who else did you mention in that draft?
Kobe, Sharif, Hall of Famer, Kobe. Ray Allen, Hall of Famer, Nash, Hall of Famer, AI, Hall of Famer, Marbury, China, Hall of Famer.
The Candy Man, Candy Man can. Yeah. Who was drafted along with LeBron?
Okay, 03, 04, you got LeBron, you got Melo, you got Chris Bosh, D-Wade, David West, and Boris Diaw. So it's very top-heavy in the LeBron years. I think 96, 97 has the wide variety of players who played for a long time and we know. And then 84, you just have Stockton, Jordan, Barkley, and Hakeem. So those are some great years. Just wanted to throw that at you.
Let's get to baseball. I think that's an interesting conversation because, like I said, we both know that, deemed rookie of the year. I don't know the requirements.
Who's your basketball rookie of the year?
Ooh, good question. So I think it's hard to argue against someone like Zion. I think he's going to be given the most opportunity.
Yeah.
That said, I could see someone like RJ. I think it's going to be between RJ and Zion.
I agree. What about? I think they have the most opportunity. I'm going Zion because I think he's going to be more efficient, more explosive, put up better all-around numbers. RJ is just going to score. But here's my bold prediction. WST, hashtag bold prediction. Kyle Guy out of UVA, NCAA, Final Four Player of the Year will be a second-team All-NBA player. A lot of people are sleeping on him. He can shoot it.
Second-team All-NBA, not all rookie. Oh,
sorry. Wow. Let me put another word in there. Second team all rookie NBA.
Okay. I can get on that train.
All right.
You know what's interesting to me? Brandon Clark just won the MVP for the Summer League. Brandon Clark's 23. Yeah. So if there's anyone that has a leg up on, you know, others around him, I think it's him in terms of rookie of the year. He's playing for the Grizzlies who decimated this offseason for the most part. Yeah. Between him and Morant, they're going to get a lot of minutes. He's someone that you could look at as potentially being up there in the conversation with those other two, Barrett and Williamson. So,
yeah,
don't sleep on Clark. I mean, he's 23. He's a growing man at this point. So, I don't think there's another Doncic or someone like that. You know, a foreign player that's going to
– wild card could be Rui in Washington. He had a great summer league. They have Brandon Beal, but John Wall's out all year. Rui could fit in well and put up good numbers.
A little point forward. Easy. Yep.
Yeah.
I got you. All right. Let's transition to the majors. Let me give you some names. All of these are very familiar, in my opinion, going back to, say, Ichiro. Mariners had back-to-back in 2000 and 2001 when they were pilfering players out of the Japanese leagues with Sasaki, who was a closer at 37 saves as a rookie, and then Ichiro batted 350 with 56 stolen bases for the Mariners back in 01. But as I go through this, guys like Verlander, Pedroia, and Longoria in 6, 7, and 8, 2006, 7, and 8, and then Trout back in 2012, Will Myers, no gloves, Myers, back in 13, and then Abreu, 14, Carrera. All these guys are – and then you had Aaron Judge, who hit 52 home runs as a rookie.
All rise. Don't forget my Oakland A's. Their run, what did they go? Canseco, Maguire, Walt Weiss, three in a row?
Have you seen the Canseco? Did I already bring this up? Have you seen the Canseco and Maguire, like, musical?
that what's the guy from SNL put on with Netflix?
Yeah, you did bring it up. I haven't watched it yet. I got to check it out.
It's classic. You got to get to it. Beltran back in 99. Ben Grieve. Is Oakland just plays rookies?
Did Eric Chavez win?
I don't think so. Remember Marty Cordova?
Yeah.
Tim Salmon for the California Angels. Pat Listach back in 92. Knobloch, Alomar.
What about the Angels? They have a Tim Salmon and a Mike Trout.
Both.
Something's fishy in Anaheim.
Wow.
Wow.
For a Friday morning, that was
like cold brews kicking in.
Oh, so this was, yeah, since it spans both the American and National League, you know, I think there's a better opportunity for you to highlight who's actually going to do, you know, I guess the real rookie of the year. Actually, there is National League and AL. Am I wrong on that?
There's an AL rookie of the year.
I pulled
an AL rookie of the year.
All the way down.
Yeah.
Kerry Wood? Dontrell Willis?
Did Buster Posey win?
Ryan Braun, Buster did win. Bryce Harper, Chris Bryant, Corey Seager, the better Seager.
Seags.
Bellinger and Acuna Jr. Braves look good. All right. Who wins the Major League Rookie of the Year this year?
So in the AL, it's either got to be Brandon Lowe, Tampa Bay Devil Rays second baseman, or Vlad Guerrero Jr. for the Blue Jays. I'm going with the non-sexy pick. I'm going Brandon Lowe. He's consistent. He's effective. And the Devil Rays are in the hunt for the wild card. I'm going Brandon Lowe, Devil Rays, in the AL.
If you're forecasting careers, Vlad Guerrero Jr. is a little more sexy of a pick. But the media and baseball writers, I think, they look at the what do they refer to it as? The body of work more than anything. I think more than most, right? Not just flashing the plan. And there's more games, obviously, to look at. So although Vlad Guerrero probably will get some votes, I think you're right. In the National League, I don't think there's a debate at this point. Pete Alonso with what he did in the Home Run Derby. And then
not so fast, my friend. I'm going to go off the radar. Bold prediction. You heard it first here. Pete Alonso's taking his home run trophy. Mets are mailing in. He's going to be out in the meatpacking district. He's going to be out at Stout. He's going to be at Sbarro. He's going to be in the Hamptons. He doesn't care about the second half of the season. We're going south. Mike Sirocco. Don't ask me how to spell it. Don't ask me how to pronounce it. Atlanta Braves starting pitcher. He's 10-1. 2.24 ERA. Braves are in the hunt. Braves are good. Mike wins NL Rookie of the Year. Sorry, Pete. I'm out of breath.
Is Verdugo in a flat four, or is he past the rookie? Did he play too many games? I think he's
eligible, but what's his name? The guy. I can't even think right now. Was it Chris Pollock, AJ Paddock, whatever? He's AJ back. Pollock? Yeah, he's back. So Verdugo's at bats are limited because they just have Peterson, Verdugo, Pollock, and Bellinger. And Muncy can play a little outfield. So Verdugo is eligible, I believe. Yes, he is eligible. Quick fact check. But I just don't think he'll get the at bats or to put up the numbers.
So what's funny? Excuse me.
Bless you.
Bless me. Thank you. What's funny is I think they put up a stat on going back to Pete Alonso real quick is during the Home Run Derby, they talked about average. And if you do contribute or participate in the Home Run Derby, what does your second half look like? And I think for the most part, people fell off.
Remember Bobby Abreu hit like 40 home runs. He was in the like MVP consideration and he just wore down. He had a horrible second half. That's why a lot of people don't want to get into it because they say it messes up your swing because all you do is hit home runs.
I could see that.
And then you get to the game and you're just not all about mechanics. It's just home runs.
If you're a golfer and they said, all right, middle of the season, we're going to put you in a long drive contest and you're going to hit 60 or attempt, you know, hits 100 balls, and you're going to probably swing as hard as you possibly can.
And the fans are going to go nuts the further you hit it.
Exactly. And all you're doing is just, I mean, you're swinging 135 miles per hour trying to hit the blister the ball, break the ball in half. And then you have to go back to just hitting normally. I could see some issue there.
Yeah, that's a great
idea. So analogy. I think you're right. We'll see what Pete does in second half. I like Pete.
No, I like him too. I just wanted to contradict you.
That's perfectly fine. All right, you got anything more on Rookie of the Year? You want to go back to Funky Butt Loving?
No, I think I'm good. I want my podcast Rookie of the Year.
I don't know. That's to be voted on by the listeners. It's a two-horse race.
Should we wrap this up?
We should. All right, WST Podcast. Make sure
We got new t-shirts. LA version. Oh, wow. B4. Santa Monica Pier coming out. It's coming in today. Wow. So when you're in town next week, I will give you a bunch to give to Grove, TJ, Clay, Hans, all my peeps, Marco.
The camo hats are hot.
Ooh. Do they like them up north?
Oh, they love them.
Yes.
We love the camo hats up here. So, you know, as we get into summer, you know, I'm headed out to Hat Island this weekend. We'll have camo hats all over the island. I'm a little disappointed in the non-representation of the Pac Northwest in these WST shirts.
Whoa, I know. I sense your like frustration, but can I just explain my thought track?
Yes.
Version one was light blue. It was just our logo. Version two was split. So you had Seattle navy blue, Mariners colors, Seattle background. The other half of that, it was California. It was Warriors. So for this shirt, I decided to do LA. Next shirt's going to be Arizona. And then after that, we'll do Salt Lake City.
with a Diet Coke can.
Yeah. No, so I just wanted to kind of go around the West Coast. That's my thought.
I think we'll be an accurate representation of how many shirts or what shirts do well with the people that listen or friends or buddies, whatever it may be.
And I got a new shirt vendor. Our price dropped in half. The other guy was taking us to the bank. I just increased our bottom line.
Horrible material. Now we'll see how many of these shirts end up at Goodwill and or Value Village in the next 3 years. All right, let's wrap this thing up. Yeah. Rookie of the Year. So to summarize, I think if you're Rookie of the Year in the NBA, NFL, offensive, defensive, it's a good omen for you, meaning you're probably going to play out to be an All-Pro, Pro Bowl, yeah, or whatever it may be. Baseball, maybe 50-50, but a good chance that you're going to make some money in the league. And then, you know, if you break your arm, you can go at the age of 12, you can go play for the Cubs.
That's right. Go Cubbies. You don't have to go to school. All right, you can just go hang out at Wrigley Field all day.
WST Podcast. Make sure you listen to us wherever you get your podcast. That could be Podbean. That could be Stitcher. That could be iHeartRadio, your traditional iTunes app via Apple, and then obviously in Google Play. Connect with us on Instagram. You're still tweeting, K-Win. Yep. And make sure to look at it. Where are we at next? Where are we going? What's our next trip?
You're coming to LA next week, and then our big trip is September, game day. Cal Bears play UW. Boatgate, let's go.
Boatgate, and then we got the Bengals against the Seahawks in the home opener. Should be fun. All right, let's wrap this thing up. Big Ben, K-Win, WSD Podcast.